helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, another look at the taxation of Social Security benefits. Hi, I'm Jim Solney, a certified financial planner.
And I'm Justin Fundalinski, and welcome to this week's Help With My Social Security blog.
And Justin, this one's for you. We're handing this off to the, handing the baton to the younger generation.
The younger generation here,
and,
yes.
And Justin, you're going to talk to our listeners a little bit about the taxation of Social Security.
Yeah, and I know this has been covered maybe once or twice before by Chris, but through conversations, we always have different ways of explaining things, and I thought I'd take my own stab at it since I know this. Area pretty
well. For those who don't know, in the office, Justin is a tax go-to guy. He is in the Enrolled Agent Designation Program, which is a tax designation from the IRS. And Justin pretty much knows taxes, and that's why he's doing today's blog.
Yeah, and you know, if you were to try and figure out how much of your Social Security were to be taxed, there is a very nice short form that the IRS puts out. It's 18 steps. I'm sure.
Woo, that's easy.
Yeah, I'm sure that anyone, if you followed it line by line and took the time to do it, you could do it fairly easily. They walk you through it. But you know, if you tried to interpret what was happening and how they were calculating things, you'd really have no idea what was going on. So my goal here is hopefully to explain that and give you an idea of how it really is taxed. So what they do is, in summary, you have to find out what they call is your provisional income. Chris likes to call it the MAGI. The IRS calls it both. It just depends on who you're talking to. But I call it the provisional income, and it's really straightforward to find. You simply take half, that's half of your Social Security benefits that you've received, all other taxable income, so whether it be an IRA distribution, an annuity, or wages, anything that was taxable to you, and you also add in any tax-exempt interest. So it's essentially all your income, tax-exempt or not, plus half of your Social Security benefits, and you add that up. And that is your modified adjusted gross income or provisional income, whatever you want to call it. From there, the second step is simply a comparison between what they call a base amount and an adjusted base amount. And those amounts are different depending on your filing status. We'll provide a little chart here that you can compare it to, but essentially these are tiers. The base amount is the first tier and the adjusted base amount is the second tier. And when you compare your provisional income to those amounts, you can get a ballpark figure of about how much you're gonna have to pay tax on, or you can actually figure out exactly how much tax or how much of your Social Security will be taxable. So in summary, the first tier, that first base amount, if you're below that amount, if your provisional income is below the base amount, you won't owe any taxes on your Social Security. You will have no taxable Social Security. If in the second scenario, the provisional income is between the base amount and that higher adjusted base amount, you know that the maximum amount of your Social Security that could be taxable is 50%, but it's likely somewhere between 0 and 50%. The exact amount can be figured out from there. And finally, if you have a provisional amount or a modified adjusted gross income that is higher than that larger tier, that adjusted base amount, then you know at least 50% of your Social Security is going to be taxed, but up to 85% of that Social Security is going to be taxed. So that is basically how it works. What I've done is I've put together a nice write-up on this, trying to get into examples and details on a blog post or a audio blog would be, let's just say, brutal to work through. But I've come up with some easy examples so you can work through it. And I think everyone who just takes the time to read it will understand how Social Security benefits are taxed.
Excellent.
Easy enough, right?
You should do this on a regular basis.
Clear as mud.
Yeah, clear as mud, but you're much more pithy than I would be.
Oh, okay.
So, excellent. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's Help With My Social Security blog. And as always, if you have any questions for our blog that you would like answered, simply email us at jim@jimhelps.com. That's jim@jimhelps.com. Or if you're on our actual blog website, helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, right from that website, look for the Contact Us button and a little box on the website opens up. You can send us an email and we'll hopefully get your question answered right over the internet.
Excellent.
See you next week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.